Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. 30 Maoists killed in two separate encounters in Chhattisgarh today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah calls it another big step towards Naxal-free India. Defence Ministry approves 54,000 crore rupee deal to procure military and air defence equipments. Parliament witnesses chaotic scenes amid DMK protests over proposed delimitation issue. EPFO adds 17,89,000 members in January this year. And second edition of Khelo India Para Games begins at Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium, New Delhi this afternoon. And now the news in detail. A total of 30 Maoists have been killed in two separate encounters in Chhattisgarh today. The bodies of these Maoists have been recovered. A large quantity of weapons and ammunition have also been recovered from the spot. A security force jawan has also been martyred in the encounter with the Maoists. A report.
The first encounter in Chhattisgarh took place in Bijapur district today. The security forces had received intelligence inputs that a large number of Maoists are present in the forest located in the border area of Bijapur and Dantewada districts. After this, teams of security forces from various districts were sent to this area. An encounter between security forces and Maoists started at around 7 a.m. this morning in Gangalore area of the district. Intermittent firing continued from both sides. After the encounter, security forces have recovered the bodies of 26 Maoists from the spot. A jawan of District Reserve Guard was martyred in this encounter. Another encounter took place in the border area of Kanker and Narayanpur districts. Four Maoists were killed in this encounter. Jawans of Central Reserve Police Force, Special Task Force and District Reserve Guard were involved in these encounters. With K. Santosh Kumar from Bijapur and Vijay Pandey from Kanker, this is Vikalp Shukla for Akashwani News from Raipur.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Narendra Modi government is moving forward with a ruthless approach against the Naxalites. Mr. Shah said the government is adopting a zero-tolerance policy against those extremists who are not surrendering despite all the facilities being offered. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, "Today the country's soldiers have achieved another big success in the direction of a Naxal-mukt Bharat Abhiyan." Mr. Shah said the country is going to be Naxal-free by 31st of March next year. The government has given a nod for the procurement of 1,350 horsepower engines for T-90 tanks, Varuna Sastra torpedoes and airborne early warning and control aircraft systems. The approval was given during the Defence Acquisition Council meeting chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today. This procurement will cost over 54,000 crore rupees. According to the Defence Ministry, procurement will enhance the battlefield mobility of these tanks, especially in high altitude areas. For the Indian Navy, procurement of Varunastra torpedoes combat was approved by the Defence Acquisition Council. Varunastra torpedo is an indigenously developed ship-launched anti-submarine torpedo developed by Naval Science and Technological Laboratory. For the Indian Air Force, procurement of airborne early warning and control aircraft systems was approved by the Defence Acquisition Council. These systems can change the complete spectrum of warfare and exponentially increase the combat potential of every other weapon system. Both the Houses of Parliament was adjourned for the day today following DMK and some other opposition MPs' protest over proposed delimitation of Lok Sabha and Assembly constituencies. In the Lok Sabha, when the House met after the second adjournment at 2 p.m., it was adjourned for the day as DMK MPs were again seen wearing T-shirts in protest of the proposed delimitation. The presiding officer objected to the attire of the protesting members. As noisy scenes prevailed, the House was adjourned for the day. Earlier, the House witnessed two adjournments amid opposition MPs' protest over proposed delimitation. The DMK MPs were seen wearing T-shirts in protest of the proposed delimitation. Speaker Om Birla objected to the attire of DMK members and underlined that the House will run as per the rules. The Speaker said he will not allow the violation of rules, asking the opposition members not to wear T-shirts with slogans. He also urged them to leave the House, but DMK and some other opposition MPs created noisy scenes. The Rajya Sabha also witnessed four adjournments over the issue. When the House reassembled after the third adjournment at 2 p.m., Deputy Chairman Harivansh adjourned the House for the day amid deadlock over the issue of DMK MPs wearing T-shirts with slogans in the upper house. The BJP has issued a whip to its Lok Sabha members, directing them to be present in the lower house tomorrow. Sources said the whip has been issued as the house is scheduled to apply guillotine over demand for grants of different ministries in respect of the union budget. The government has approved over 1,100 infrastructure projects under its various schemes related to food processing sector to provide benefit to over 5 lakh farmers. These schemes include Pradhan Mantri Kisan Sampada Yojana, production-linked incentive scheme for food processing industry, and centrally sponsored PM formalization of micro food processing enterprises scheme. This was stated by the Minister of State for Food Processing Industries, Ravneet Singh, in a written reply in Lok Sabha today. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The estimated unemployment rate in the country has decreased from 6% during 2017-18 to 3.2% in 2023-24. In a written reply in the Rajya Sabha, Minister of State for Labour and Employment, Shobha Karandilaje, said the employment in the manufacturing sector has increased from 6.1 crores in 2021-22 to 6.3 crores in 2022-23, indicating an increase of over 20 lakhs during this period. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, added 17,89,000 members in January this year. This represents an increase of 11.48% in net members compared to December 2024. The Ministry of Labour and Employment attributed this surge to growing employment opportunities, increased awareness of employee benefits, and EPFO's effective outreach initiatives. According to EPFO, around 8,23,000 new members were added in January 2025. The new payroll data highlights that 4,70,000 new members were added in the 18 to 25 age group. The data also revealed that around 2,17,000 new female members were added during the same month. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh held discussions with Microsoft co-founder and philanthropist Bill Gates in New Delhi today. The meeting aimed to expand private sector and startup participation in India's innovation push and biomanufacturing surge. During the meeting, Dr. Singh emphasized that the country has witnessed a surge in biotech innovations supported by policies like Bio-E3, that is, biotechnology for economy, employment and environment. Mr. Gates praised India's biotech advancements, acknowledging its leadership in vaccine development, including partnerships that led to the HPV and COVID-19 vaccines. He also expressed interest in supporting India's efforts to tackle diseases like tuberculosis and malaria. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw emphasized that India has been great in the service sector and now it must also strive to become a product nation. Speaking at the Indian Web Browser Development Challenge and Chips to Startup Program Award ceremony in New Delhi this evening, Mr. Vaishnaw said India has a strong IT sector with revenues more than $282 billion and the focus so far was on services.
The old mindset where only the certain government institutions would be developing everything has to now give in to a new mindset where a much broader partnership of academia, startups, students, researchers, they all must join together to create new solutions. The solutions have to come from all aspects of our industry. All talented people must join hands together and bring the solutions.
Zoho Corporation emerged as the winner. Team PING, a startup, emerged the first runner-up, and another startup, Team Ajna, ended up as the second runner-up. In Punjab, after the peaceful eviction of the protesting farmers from Shambhu and Kanauri checkpoints with Haryana, one side of Shambhu Road from Punjab to Haryana has been opened for the light vehicular traffic. Patiala Deputy Commissioner Preeti Yadav has inspected the clearance of the Ambala-Delhi highway near Shambhu checkpoint. Both the border points were closed for almost over a year due to the ongoing protests by farmers demanding legal MSP on crops and to get some other demands fulfilled. A report.
Deputy Commissioner Preeti Yadav, along with Senior Superintendent of Police Dr. Nanak Singh, held an online meeting with their Ambala counterparts and discussed the restoration of traffic. She said the road leading to Haryana from Punjab has been cleared and Haryana is also doing the same to restore free flow of traffic at the earliest. Highways Authority of India is also inspecting all the overbridges near the Shambhu checkpoint. The heavy traffic would also be allowed soon after its approval. She also clarified that the tractor trolleys and other belongings of the farmers lying at Shambhu and Dhabi Gujarat checkpoints are safe and farmers can take them away. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
The National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, has debarred 14 user fee collection agencies for irregularities in fee collection at toll plazas. In a statement, the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways today said that the agencies have been debarred for 2 years for violating the provisions of the contract agreement. It added that performance securities worth over 100 crore rupees from the defaulting agencies have been forfeited and are being encashed due to a breach of contract. Registration for the Char Dham Yatra in Uttarakhand begins today. A record 1.75 lakh devotees registered on the first day by 5 p.m. today. This year, registrations will be Aadhaar authenticated and devotees will be required to provide their Aadhaar card details during registration. Pilgrims can register online at registration and touristcare.uk.gov.in. Sports and Youth Affairs Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandviya officially inaugurated the second edition of the Khelo India Para Games at Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi today. The event will take place in Delhi from today until the 27th of this month. More than 1,300 para athletes will compete in six disciplines, including para archery, para athletics, para badminton, para powerlifting, para shooting, and para table tennis. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Mandviya emphasized the importance of the Khelo India initiative in promoting the growth and development of sports across the country.
Khelo India sports sector mein apne mahatva ki bhumika ada kar raha hai. Sabhi competition Khelo India ke umbrella ke niche desh mein aage badh rahi hai. Nahi keval games aage badh rahi hai, lekin hamare athletes apne kaushalya ke aadhar par apna swayam ka aur desh ka naam roshan kar rahe hai. Aur jab hausla buland hota hai, disha sahi hoti hai, effort sahi hota hai, to output aake hi rehta hai.
Chief Minister of Bihar Nitish Kumar inaugurated ISTAF Sepak Takraw 2025 World Cup in Patna this evening. Bihar is hosting this World Cup for the first time. 20 countries, including India, are taking part in the six-day event, which is being held at Patliputra Sports Complex Indoor Stadium in Kankarbag at the state capital. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with over 1% gains, boosted by buying across all sectors and positive global cues after the US Federal Reserve upheld its rate cut projection for the year. The broader market indices at the BSE also ended in positive territory. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, climbed 899 points or 1.19% to close at 76,348. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 also rose 283 points or 1.24% to settle at 23,191. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. 30 Maoists killed in two separate encounters in Chhattisgarh today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah calls it another big step towards Naxal-free India. Defence Ministry approves 54,000 crore rupee deal to procure military and air defence equipment. Parliament witnesses chaotic scenes amid DMK protests over proposed delimitation issue. EPFO adds 17,89,000 members in January this year. And second edition of Khelo India Para Games begins at Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi this afternoon. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.